This is Rabbi Nathanael Brun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Friday, March 11, 2022. We will finish Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, 23a, the third section, the blue text, begins with a discussion of combing the animal and actually transitions into major arguments about principles of Shabbos and Yontif. So, Mikardes HaBehema B'Yontif. All right, there is an opinion which says that you can comb your animal on Yontif. Chachamim argue, right, because it makes a wound. So Tana Rabbanan, right, then there was three arguments. The Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, we'll see as we go through it. Rabbi Yehuda says, right, in Mekardin, but yes, Kartifin, and the Chacham said neither. So Tana Rabbanan, Ezuhu Kerud ve'ezuhu Kirtzuf. Right, what is Kerud, right, Mekardin, and what is Kirtzuf, right, Mekartifin? What's the difference? So Kerud Kitanim Ve'osin Chabura. Right, Kerud is a comb with very fine, right, tips at the end of the bristles of the comb. Right, that's what we call them, bristles on a brush, I don't know. And they make a wound, Kirtzuf, right? But the comb that you are Kirtzuf with, Gedolim, right? They are much larger, right? Each individual, whatever of the comb, ve'ein osin chabura, and they do not make a wound. Okay, that's the reality. Now, b'shalosh machlokos bedaber, and there are three arguments with regarding it. Rabbi Yehuda savar. So Rabbi Yehuda believes, davar she'eno miskavein aser. Right, that which you did not intend is it, but will happen nonetheless, is usur. Right, because why, you're not combing the animal to wound it. Right, that's, you're not like a masochist crazy guy. You want to, you know, it has bugs or it has dirt, whatever you want to comb the animal for. You want it's really for the benefit of the animal. So you're not miskabin. You're not intending to create a wound, but if it's going to happen, it is still usur, right? That is Rabbi Yehuda savar davar she'eino miskavein usur. If there is a consequence that you did not intend, you did not want, but it's going to happen, nevertheless, it is prohibited. Miu, nevertheless, says Rabbi Yehuda, kerud kitanim ba'osin chabura. Right? It's only going to be a problem when you use the small bristle comb, because that's going to produce the wound that, right, is prohibited. Kirtzuf, but when you use the comb with the larger bristles, right, they're gedolim, enos in chabura, and they're not going to create the wound, so there's no problem. And velo gazrinan kirtzuf atu kerud. Right, we don't have a prohibition or a decree. You can't use the larger, you know, bristled comb, because you might come to use the smaller bristled comb and come to wound the animal. We don't make such a gzera. V'rabbanan the Chachamim, right? The third position listed in our Mishnah, Savrei Nami Rabbi Yehuda. They also hold like Rabbi Yehuda in one sense, that davar she'eino miskaven is aser, right? That doing something which is going to produce an unintended and non-desired consequence is indeed prohibited. They argue on Rabbi Yehuda, and they say v'gazrinan kirtzuf atukira. They said you cannot use the big bristled comb, because if we let you do that, you might come to use the small bristled comb and create the wound on the animal. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who permits combing the animal with both combs on Yontif, savar like Rabbi Shimon. So he holds like Rabbi Shimon, the Amar, davar she'eino miskaven mutter. Right, that a davar she'eino miskaven, right, that which you're not intending, right, it doesn't always happen, is permitted. Bein kirud or bein kirtzuf shari, and whether you're using the thin, small bristled comb or the large one, it is indeed permitted. Right, those are the three arguments in the Mishnah. Do we hold davar she'eino miskaven is usur or mutter? And then do we make the gzeira from the thick bristled comb to the thin bristled comb? Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel. All right, so said Rav Nachman, Rava in the name of Rav Nachman, name is Shmuel, but Amar Le, Amar Rav Nachman Lechudei. And some think this is actually just in the name of Rav Nachman alone. Halacha ki Rabbi Shimon. The halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. That davar she'enu miskaven is mutter, right? That if it's not your intended consequence, it's not always going to happen. If it's always going to happen, we enter the world of psikresha, right? Of the unintended necessary consequence. But we'll leave that for now. Why is the halacha like Rabbi Shimon? Shehareh Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah modelo, right? Because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds of him. It's a strange kind of an answer, but okay. Halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. And the Gemara is going to now say, wait a minute, that's a strange argument. Amar le Rabba le Rav Nachman. So Rabba says to Rav Nachman, I don't understand. B'lema mar halacha ka Rabbi Yehuda. Why don't you say the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda that davar she'enu miskaven is asur, is prohibited. Shehare chachamim modim lo. Right? The chachamim agree with Rabbi Yehuda that a davar she'enu miskaven is asur. Right, don't tell me the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon because Rabbi Lazar holds like him. I'm going to tell you the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda who prohibits because the Chacham hold like him. So Amar Leh, so he says back to him, no. I didn't say the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. He said, Ana ki Rabbi Shimon sfira leh. I, Rav Nachman, hold the Rabbi Shimon. Makes more sense, right? Be'od, and furthermore, Shehare Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah modelo. In addition, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah agrees to the position of Rabbi Shimon. This concludes our learning for today and this week. Please come back and join me on Monday.